Job, chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one who feared God, and turned away from evil. And there were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-donkeys, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the sons of the east. And his sons went and held a feast in the house of each one on his day, and they sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting had gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all, for Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned, and renounced God in their hearts." Thus Job did continually. Now it came to pass on the day when the sons of God came to present themselves before Yahweh, that Satan also came among them. And Yahweh said to Satan, "Where do you come from?" Then Satan answered Yahweh, and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And Yahweh said to Satan, "Have you considered my slave Job? For there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one who fears God, and turns away from evil." Then Satan answered Yahweh, and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Haven't you made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he has, on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance has increased in the land. But put forth your hand now, and touch all that he has, and he will renounce you to your face." And Yahweh said to Satan, "Look, all that he has is in your power, only on him do not put forth your hand." So Satan went forth from the presence of Yahweh, and it fell on a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, that there came a messenger to Job, and said, "The oxen were plowing, and the donkeys pasturing beside them. And the Sabaeans fell on them, and took them away. Yes, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only have escaped alone to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, "The fire of God has fallen from heaven, and has burned up the sheep and the servants, and consumed them, and I only have escaped alone to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, "The Chaldeans made 3 bands, and fell on the camels, and have taken them away, yes, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only have escaped alone to tell you." While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, "Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And, look, there came a great wind from the wilderness, and struck the 4 corners of the house, and it fell on the young men, and they are dead, and I only have escaped alone to tell you." Then Job arose, and rent his robe, and shaved his head, and fell down on the ground, and worshipped. And he said, "Naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked I will return there. Yahweh gave, and Yahweh has taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh." In all this Job did not sin, nor charge God foolishly.